This morning's sermon is from the book of Ephesians as we continue our Advent services. And this Sunday's Advent theme is on joy. And the name of the sermon is called Joyful Spiritual Blessings from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 through 14. Paul's letter to the Ephesians and to all those in Christ Jesus. We spent 6 months studying this book of Ephesians back in early 2024, but I wanted to revisit this wonderful book because chapter 1, there are a tremendous amount of joyful spiritual blessings for you and me from the Lord. Hope you brought your Bible with you this morning because you should underline these spiritual blessings from the Lord. The book of Ephesians is all about who we are in Christ Jesus and about the redemption that we have in Christ. Paul wants us to know that all those in Christ Jesus are not part of this fallen world, that we are God's children by adoption. Amen to that, right? Amen. This letter is very encouraging to all believers in Christ. This passage should bring you much joy in your heart. In these verses, verses 3 through 14, describe God's master plan for salvation as far as the past, election, the present, redemption, and the future, inheritance. Election as in God's elect, the save. Redemption, being redeemed by God, an inheritance in heaven waiting for all those who are in Christ Jesus. In these verses, Paul is talking about spiritual blessings, not material blessings. Material blessings eventually perish. He's talking about spiritual blessings that last for eternity, forever. If you brought your Bible with you, I'd like you to turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1 and go down to verse 3. You can also follow along in the Pew Bible if you want on page 1795, or you can follow along on the screen. I absolutely love this passage. Yes, I know, I love a lot of passages. But this one I really love. Yeah, I have 27 favorite books in the New Testament, 39 in the Old. You know, this is another reason why I wanted to share this with you, because this passage should really bring joy to your heart in the Lord. It's a wonderful passage from the Apostle Paul. So let's go through the Word of God. Let's take a look at verses 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Let's stop there for a minute. Notice, God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Not just some. Every spiritual blessing. We're just going to go over 8 in this passage. Let's continue. Verse 4. Just as he chose us. Here's our first joyful spiritual blessing right here in God's Word. He chose us. Underline it in your Bible. Highlight it and read it often. He chose us in him when? Before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy, set apart from sin, and without blame before him in love. Paul wrote, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. This is the cornerstone of this book. That verse right there. By God's grace, he has given all believers in Christ every spiritual blessing there is to offer from God to the believer. And in verse 4, Paul wrote, just as he, God, chose us in him before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. God chose us before the foundation of the world. How did God choose you and me before we were born? before the foundations of the world by his foreknowledge. What do I mean by that, by his foreknowledge? God knows, because he's omniscient, he knows everybody who will come to him and who will not. By his foreknowledge, he knows who will come to him and who's not going to come to him. Romans 8:29, it says, "For who God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed into the image of his Son, to have a mind like Christ." Because of God's foreknowledge, he knew all those who would come to him and all those who would not. God chose us before the foundations of the world. That's hard to wrap your head around, right? He chose you before the foundations of the world. Do you know how many generations God had to go through to get to you? Amen. Just think about that. I want you to really think about that. I want you to ponder on that. God had to get through many generations to get to you. Hallelujah. It's amazing. I know this is hard for us to understand because of our limited brains, but God is omniscient, which means he's all-knowing. He's omnipotent. He's all-powerful. He's omnipresent, which means he's everywhere. He's here right now in the sanctuary with us. His Holy Spirit among us this morning. He's everywhere, the Holy Spirit of God. Just think of all those years prior to you coming to Christ. Prior to coming to Christ, he was watching over you. Why? Because he knew you were one day going to turn to him with all your heart and soul and become his child. So he watched over you even when you weren't walking with him. This reminds me of the footprints of the sand, right? Right? It reminds me of that saying, right? All those years prior to Christ, God was carrying us. Still carrying us to this day. All those fires, all those trials, all those tribulations that you went through that you didn't think you were going to even possibly live, he was carrying you for his glory. Let's continue and look at verse 5 and 6. Verse 5 says, having predestined us to adoption. Here's our next joyful spiritual blessing. Underline it. God adopted you. He adopted as sons by Jesus Christ to himself according to his good pleasure. He adopted you according to his good pleasure to the praise of his glory, of his grace, by which he made us accepted. There's another spiritual blessing right there. God accepted you into his family. Amen. He accepted us in the beloved, in his son. Two spiritual blessings right here in these two verses. God adopted you and he accepted you into his family. Hallelujah. So far, we got three spiritual blessings and we're just getting started. Three spiritual blessings. He chose you. He adopted you. And he accepted you. This should bring you so much joy in your heart, knowing that you belong to God, that he chose you. And he adopted you and he accepted you. You know what that means? You belong to him. You belong to God. He chose you. He adopted you. He accepted you into his family. Amazing. God saved you for himself, for his own possession, for his glory. And when he saved you on purpose. With a purpose and for a purpose. And that purpose is that you would become more and more like his son, Jesus Christ, to the praise of his glory. Amazing. And he predestined us to adoption as sons, children of God, by Jesus Christ to himself according to his good pleasure. You know what that means? He saved you for his good pleasure, that you would go bear fruit in his name. It was his good pleasure to save you and me. To the praise of his glory, it says, of his grace, which we are saved by grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved family with him. He accepted us in Christ. Let's look at verse 7 through 9. 7 through 9 says, in him, Jesus, we have redemption through his blood. Here's another joyful spiritual blessing. He redeemed you. Underline it. He redeemed us. And look at this. And the forgiveness of sins. There's another spiritual blessing to you and me. He forgave us. Wiped our sin debt clear. Wiped our sin debt. Canceled. When we came to Christ with all our heart and soul, our sin got transferred to the cross and Jesus' righteousness got transferred to us in good standing before a holy God. He forgave us. Past, present, and future. Another spiritual blessing from the Lord. Look at it. It says, according to the riches of his grace, which means he saved you as a gift to you because you came to him. Verse 8 says, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Look at this, verse 9. Having made known to us the mystery of his will. Another joyful spiritual blessing. He made known the mystery of his will to you. How? How did God make his mystery of his will to you? Right here. Through his word. Everything you need to know as a child of God is right here. And he has laid it all out from the beginning to the end, the mystery of his will that he has for you and me. He's made known. He says, I made known the mystery of my will for you. It's another spiritual blessing. Through his word, countless spiritual blessings. Look at it says, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. It was God's good pleasure to save you and me. He wanted to save us for his good pleasure. He wanted to save us. God wanted to make you and me part of his family, part of his kingdom. And listen, for his glory. For his glory. More spiritual blessings. He redeemed you, he forgave you, and he made known the mystery of his will to you. He laid it all out for you in his word. The mystery of his will for you in your life. That's what I'm saying. If you're not in the scriptures and you're not reading, you're not going to know God's will for your life. God left this love story behind, which is all about Jesus Christ from the beginning to the end, so we get to know him better. He didn't just write it. He just didn't write it because he had nothing to do and say, hey, if you want to pick up a Bible, go put it on your shelf. Looks good. No. He says, everything you need to know about my son, Jesus Christ, is right here. I laid out all my will for your life right here. Right? Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Hard to have faith if you're not in the word of God. God's revelation regarding salvation through his son, Jesus Christ. He made known the mystery of his will to us. Let's continue. Let's take a look at verse 10. Verse 10 says that in this dispensation, which means arrangement, of the fullness of times, he's talking about the end times, the end of this age, he might gather, look at this, he might gather together, one, all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him. Again, dispensation means arrangement. It means God's arranging things, right? You know what this is? This is God gathering all things in one to himself that are his. his possession. That's you and me. This is God gathering all things to himself, which are in heaven, as it says, and on earth, that belong to him. Speaking of the end times, the end of this age. This is God. You know what this is? This is God gathering all his sons and all his daughters to himself. Amazing. He's gathering together. Dispensation. Let's take a look at verse 11. The providence of God right here. If you ever want to know what the providence of God is, it's right here in verse 11. I've gone over these last few verses with you before, but they're worth going over again. Look at this. Verse 11. In him, Jesus, also we have obtained an inheritance. Let's just stop here. There's another joyful spiritual blessing, write it, underline it, highlight it. He inherited you. He's given you an inheritance in heaven. It says, ready, in Jesus also we have obtained an inheritance. Another spiritual blessing from the Lord to every believer in Christ. Look at, being predestined according to the purpose of him, God, who works out all things according to the counsel of his will. This is the providence of God. This is God, right? He's working out all things according to the counsel of his will, which means he's working out all things for his purpose, for his plan, for his end goal, and for his glory. That's the providence of God. God is working everything out for his glory, for his purpose, as the providence of God. All those in Christ Jesus have obtained an inheritance from God. What inheritance is Paul talking about? He told us in verse 3. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Every spiritual blessing there is yours. This is what he's telling us in his word. It's yours. We're just going over 8. There's all kinds of promises in God's word. We're just going over 8 in this one passage, not even the full passage. He says, I'm going to give you every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in my Son. Joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We will inherit every spiritual blessing in Christ. Listen to Romans 8, 16 and 17. It says, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Amen? Which means every spiritual blessing that comes in Christ is yours and mine too. Every spiritual blessing God is going to give you just like his son. Amazing. That should bring you much joy in your heart. Let's go ahead. Let's take a look at these last three verses, verses 12 through 14. I've shared this with you before. This is the way of salvation right here. This is how someone becomes saved right here. Right here in God's word. This is where one finds life, by the way, right here. Right in God's word. All right, faith leads to investigation. Investigation leads you to his word. And his word brings you to life in Christ. Look at this right here, verse 12. Paul wrote that we, he's talking about the apostles. At this right here, he says, we, he's talking about him and the apostles, who first trusted in Christ, should be to the praise of his glory. Look at verse 13. In him you also trusted. When? Look what it says. After you heard the word of truth. Let's just go over that one more time. Verse 13. Look at verse 13. In him, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God in the flesh, you also trusted. When? After you heard the word of truth. Let's look at this. The gospel of your salvation. In whom, Jesus, also, look at this, having believed. having believed. You were sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. Here's another joyful spiritual blessing right here, and it's an incredible one. We were sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise when we came to Christ. Sealed, saved, born again, child of God, forever. Sealed means sealed. The Holy Spirit coming to live within the believer when you surrendered your life to Christ and you live for Christ. You chose to live for Christ. God didn't force you, right? God didn't force us to come to Christ. You don't want to come, that's fine. Hopefully you do, but God doesn't make anyone come. We come willingly, right? Just like Jesus went to the cross for us willingly. We didn't say, hey, Jesus, can you go? I don't want to. No. He said, get out of the way. I'm going for you. We come to Christ willingly. No one makes. Have you ever tried to make a family member come to Christ? Good luck. You feel like beating them over the head with a baseball bat? Come on, man. You ain't understanding this? I can't explain it any better. God is the one who does the saving. We plant, right? We water, and scriptures say God gives the increase. That person must have it in their heart, like Nicodemus, we studied in the Gospel of John back in chapter 3 of John. Nicodemus had a curious heart. He had a genuine heart for Jesus Christ, which led him by night to go seek out Jesus. Just like your heart has led you to seek out Jesus Christ on your own, coming before the Lord. You get saved alone, and you're going to stand alone before Jesus Christ. Amazing. This is how one finds life. You heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. You believed it. You trusted in Christ with all your heart, and you were sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. And now you serve Him daily. That's how one finds life in Christ. Amazing. Your salvation has been sealed in Christ. You and I have been sealed by the Holy Spirit. Sealed for the day of redemption, when God takes all His that belong to Him to Himself. You know, God, you know what that means, right? Seal, when someone puts a seal on you. That means a mark of ownership. That's God saying, I've sealed you for me. You're mine. You are made for me, says the Lord. You guys have heard me say this over and over, right? You are made for you. Yeah, exactly. You are made for you. You are made for God. And until you truly understand that in your heart, you're never going to be able to do God's will. Because He made you, right? As we read, you know how many generations I said earlier He had to get through to you? He made you for Him to go bear His name. To go bear His name, His child. Go be a light in a dark world. Daily. Daily, right? You guys have heard me say, we're not Sunday Christians, right? We're not Sunday. I only see you guys on Sunday. I can only have so much time. I mean, I'd stay at 4 o'clock, go through this word, but you guys probably wouldn't be so comfortable in those pews. That means you got to continue your walk with Christ. You've got to dig in the scriptures. You've got to go serve the Lord. Some of you I see twice a week. Some of you that come to the Bible study, right? Some of you I see during a week, but most of you I see only once. So you got to go continue, right? What did Jesus say? You've heard me say this so many times, right? You guys probably memorized this. I hope you have memorized this. Luke 9:13, right? What did Jesus say? If anyone desires to come after me, you know what that means? Come after me? Follow me. You know the rest. He must let himself deny himself and take up his cross. What does Jesus say right after that? Daily. Not on Sundays. There are a lot of Christians in name only who do that on Sundays only. Jesus said, I ain't looking for that. I'm looking for disciples. He said, daily and follow me. You should highlight that in your Bible, Luke 9:23. Matter of fact, highlight the rest of it. You know what Jesus said right after that? Whoever desires to save his own life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever desires to save his own life. What's Jesus talking about? You think you can save yourself by your good works. He says, you're not going to make it. He says, but those who lose their life for my sake, you know what that means? That means deny your flesh, deny your will, and do my will. That's what that means. And follow after me. Do my will. Put me first in your life. Listen, if you don't want to, God's not second. Right? He can't be second in your life. The scriptures tell you, God is a jealous God. He wants to be first. Just like when you guys have heard me say many times, when you got a decision to make in your life, who's the first person you should reach out to? Amen. God. Right? What Jesus tell us, Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Go to him first. God doesn't want to be plan B, plan C, D, E, F, G. Oh, G, God? No. He wants to be plan A. Right? How many times have you made a decision in your life you got to handle this on your own, right? I got this. I don't even need the Lord. I can straighten this right out right now. Backfires. Boom. Oh, that didn't work out. Well, maybe I should go talk to the Lord first. Next. No. You seek the kingdom of God first. Family members and friends, listen. They mean well. Okay? At least most of them. They want to give you good guidance. But they're not God. Okay? Go to God first. You go to your family members after. That's fine. If you have any friends or family members tell you, hey, you should do it this way, and it didn't work out. Am I the only one? Right? You took someone else's advice? Oh, yeah, that sounds good. I'm going to go your way. Didn't work out. Got to go to God first. You know, Jesus at the end of that Luke 9, you probably know it well, after he says, if anyone desires to save his own life, he'll lose it. But he who loses his life for my sake will find it. You know what Jesus said after that? He said, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world? And in the end, he loses his soul. Guys, this life is this short. Eternity's forever. He says, I don't care what you have. Are you willing to give your soul for all those things you got? All those things you're saving up? Oh, the garage is packed. We got everything we need. Oh, yeah, we got stuff. Honey, we got stuff. Hannaford goes out, we're good for 3 months. Stocking it up. Not knowing God could call you home today. You guys have heard me say before, don't get attached to your things. The Bible says everything before us is perishing before our eyes, but God is eternal forever. To keep your eyes on Jesus, right? You guys have heard me say before, I've never seen a U-Haul fall on a hearse. Right? Right? Have you guys? Have you ever seen a U-Haul fall on a hearse? I haven't either. Can't take it with you. So let me just run through these 8 joyful spiritual blessings with you real quick. Then we'll close. For you note takers, here you go. Number 1, I want you to always remember, God chose you. He chose you. 2, he adopted you. 3, he accepted you into his family. 4, he redeemed you, which means he purchased your sin debt, so it's wiped out. 5, he forgave you, past, present, and future sins. God said, I'll remember your sin no more. 6, he made known the mystery of his will to you through his word. 7, He gave you an inheritance that's waiting for you in heaven. These are spiritual blessings. They're in heaven. And 8, he sealed you with his Holy Spirit. Amen? He sealed you. He put his mark on you and said, you're mine. Now go bear my name. Go bear fruit in my name till I take you home. Joy should dominate the Christian life. Dominate the Christian life. Like David was talking earlier, the difference between happiness and joy. You know the difference of that, then we'll close. You know happiness, right? This is happiness, right? Oh, I'm happy one day. Oh, I'm not now. Oh, look at this going, yeah. Oh, here we go. Good news, bad news. That's worldly. Happiness is worldly. This is joy in the Lord. Steady. Trials and tribulations come. Steady. Having a bad day. Steady in the Lord. I'm not going to be moved. I don't know why this is happening to me, Lord. Could be you saying that. I don't know what's happening to me, Lord. But oh, I'm trusting in you. I'm trusting in you. And your joy, you can live with it because you know God's with you. That brings you joy to the believer's heart. Happiness won't do it. Worldly happiness won't do it. Oh, one day it's good, it's bad. No. Give me Christ. Amen. Give me Christ. All right, let's pray. Dear Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for speaking to us in your word, the joy that you bring us, Lord, in our heart every day. All your love, your presence, your grace, your mercy, your faithfulness, Lord, we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, if you can stand, please stand. We'll sing our final praise song together, Joy to the World. All right, Chris Tomlin. No, this